This is episode 2335 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome to day 6 of our series. We are exploring an important topic this week. It's a theme that has been highly requested, and that is releasing negative thoughts, especially these days as we continue to experience life during a pandemic. It's so easy to feel trapped and as though your life is on hold until the pandemic is over. But the truth is that life continues to evolve. You still experience the full range of human emotions that we all experience, regardless of what's going on in the world around us. In today's episode, you're going to be guided as you layer together the meditation techniques we've been exploring all week long. I like to do this in day 6 of a series because all week long you've been focusing on the theme, you've had a challenge where you become aware of the negative thoughts you are thinking, especially those repetitive negative thoughts that may be such a part of your life and your regular day-to-day thought process, you might not even realize how negative and destructive these thoughts can be. So this has been a week to become aware of those thoughts and to notice what might trigger or instigate those thoughts, and then to begin to question whether or not those thoughts have real validity. Have they become bigger than they actually are? So this is important because sometimes negative thoughts can simply become a habit that you can break when you begin to identify these thoughts and break them down and disempower these thoughts. Finally, you replace these thoughts with something that is more uplifting, something that's true. I spoke with somebody the other day who received a very bleak health diagnosis. Basically, this person was told there was no hope for their health situation. Well, after really thinking about this and analyzing what the doctors were saying and how she personally felt and what she felt empowered to do to improve her health, she realized that the doctor's negative prognosis for her really didn't hold a lot of truth, because there's a lot that goes into health with the mind-body relationship, and she was willing to turn her life around in a way that would improve her condition tremendously. And so the doctor's negative thoughts on her prognosis were not valid. In fact, she saw two other doctors who gave her a lot of hope. If she had just stayed with what the one doctor predicted would be her prognosis, I can't even imagine how she could get up in the morning and find hope to live. So this is really important work you're doing this week. And as you consider how you can put a positive spin on maybe difficult negative thoughts you regularly think and ways to actually feel more empowered regarding some difficult thoughts, think about what is true in regard to who you are, how you've always lived your life. There's a thread that has always been a part of who you are that runs through your life. When you think about yourself when you were younger and you think about challenges you've overcome, Gain strength from your success stories. You have many success stories. Remember those times when you overcame challenges. Remember the people who helped support you. Even if those people are no longer a big part of your life, still, they believed in you. Think about how you could surround yourself with people who help you to see the hope and the promise in your life. I'd love to hear from you and how meditation is benefiting you as you go through the process of managing stress and releasing these negative emotions. I would be so honored if you shared a review and a rating. I always so appreciate those. And you can reach out to me on my Instagram at Sip and Om. You can also send me an email at mary@sipandom.com. But the best way is to just direct message me on Instagram. Remember, the full guided meditations are on the Sip and Om meditation app, where you explore 30-minute guided sessions. You also receive a journal and a slowdown guide customized for the week's theme. You can try the app for a full week free. An entire week's series is yours. So now as you begin to settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, I want to share with you a quote. This week I'm sharing quotes to help you release negative thoughts. And these are quotes from people that you might not be familiar with. But what they shared touched me in some way that I wanted to share it with you. So this is a quote from Skylar Sustin, who says, "Fighting our thoughts is just as harmful as negative thoughts themselves." Fighting our thoughts is just as harmful as negative thoughts themselves. So this quote meant a lot to me because as you shift from negative thoughts to positive thoughts, the goal is not to deny or fight the negative thought. It's simply to work with it, to reveal its truth, and to also understand what this negative thought means to you and your life and how you see yourself. So as you close your eyes and gently uplift them upward, begin to notice how you feel today and notice the thoughts that you've been thinking recently this week. You might right away notice some tightness or tension in your body when you think of some thoughts that may have been difficult that you've been dealing with for a while. Allow yourself to react and then begin to notice the thoughts this week that helped you to feel uplifted. Bring to mind something that brings you peace. Maybe you could visualize the presence of someone seated next to you, supporting you as you sit here, tapping into your inner truth. Maybe you're visualizing a place where you feel safe. Maybe when you were a child, or maybe a favorite vacation spot. Mentally affirm this week's affirmation. I am safe. I am sound. All good things come to me. I am safe. I am sound. All good things come to me. This is an affirmation from Swami Kriyananda from Ananda Yoga. You may place your hands in this week's mudra. This mudra helps to release negative thoughts. To do it, intertwine your fingers together and then extend your index fingers upward. Cross your left thumb over your right thumb and place your fingers pointing downward towards your feet, towards the ground, and visualize yourself releasing negative thoughts away from you. As you inhale and exhale through your nose, inhale and visualize yourself feeling at peace, focusing on a positive, uplifting thought. As you exhale, release unsupportive thoughts. Let them go. You are so much more than your negative thoughts. Continue to meditate, sitting in stillness, focusing on what uplifts you. As you inhale, bring in goodness and kindness and peace. And as you exhale, let go of these thoughts that no longer serve you. You are so worth slowing down for.